Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me this evening in the Scripture to the book of Proverbs. If you haven't been with us, we began a couple of weeks ago a new series, and we're all real excited about it. You remember that? Oh, yeah, man, we were pumped. Actually, we were. And we're going to continue on tonight. Yeah. Talking about the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. Does anybody besides me have a hunger and a desire to learn more and get more? Walk in more of the wonderful wisdom of God. Well, let's read in Proverbs 4 and verse 1. He said, "Hear, you children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding, for I give you good doctrine. Forsake you not my law, for I was my father's son, tender and only beloved in the sight of my mother. And he taught me also and said to me, let your heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee." What will preserve you? Wisdom. "Love her, and she shall keep you." What will keep you? Wisdom. "Wisdom is the principal thing." Well, that's a big statement, isn't it? Yeah. It is the principal thing. Therefore, what? Get. Are you seeing a recurring theme? Get wisdom. Get understanding. It says it again in verse 7. Get wisdom, and with all you're getting, get understanding. Get it. Well, we understand get it. Right? Man, they're talking our language over here, aren't they? I mean, when the dog's running the rabbit, what are you hollering? Get it. Get him. Get him, Blue. Get it. If somebody's playing basketball and here comes the ball bounced off the rim, what do you holler to guys? Get it. Get it. Well, what's he telling us?
Get it.
Not get the rabbit, not get the basketball, get
wisdom.
Get wisdom and get understanding. Get them. Who's the understood subject?
You.
Is it up to me and up to you
yes,
to do something with this?
Yes.
Get wisdom, get understanding. Do you know how? How, would you like to know a little more about how? Me too.
Yes.
That's why we're doing this.
Come on. Yeah.
For one thing, a whole lot of people don't even take this charge seriously, that it is a responsibility that you and I have to get after it and get this. Now, you'll see one of the most flagrant, blatant disobedience concerning the word in this doctrine of whatever's the will of God. When people say, well, you know, just God's will be done and whatever is God's will and we don't know. And Lord, if it's your will, meet our needs. And if not, your will be done. Lord, if it's your will to heal us, heal us. And if not, your will be done. Lord, if it's your will to protect us and keep us from dying, then do it. And if not, your will be done. Well, the Bible says, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. Ephesians 5. Do we have a responsibility to get the will of God? To find it out? Well, see, it's spiritual laziness to just flop around through life and go, well, okay, sirrah, sirrah. Whatever will be, will be. People like, you know, there's millions of Christians. They love what I call no-fault religion. No matter what happens, it's not my fault. Right? No matter what doesn't happen, it's not my fault. Well, whose fault is it? Well, and people try to put on their religious face. God, in His infinite wisdom, in His mysterious ways. Won't you just say you don't know? But here's the issue. Should you know?
Yes.
Are there some things you're supposed to know?
Yes.
Are there some things you're supposed to get?
Yes.
Are you supposed to know the will of God about some stuff?
Yes.
You're not supposed to just bump through life forever in a dull fog and don't know what the will of God is. Well, if we could just only find out. That's why He gave us this wonderful book. It is the revealed will of God for all men, for all time. It is unchanging.
Amen.
This is the will of God.
Yeah.
You know a little more about that. I'm not making fun of anybody. I've done it myself. Back years ago. Before I found out about Brother Hagin. Before I found out about Raymond. All those things. And I'd travel sometimes with my pastor. We'd go visit people and pray for the sick. I wasn't a minister. I'd just go with him sometimes. And we'd pray for people sincerely, but sincerely wrong. Lord, you know, have mercy on our suffering sister at this time. And if it be thy will, heal our precious sister. And if not, thy will be done. And then leave. Well, that's all we knew. But let's analyze that. People don't do it, but let's analyze it. If we say, Lord, what people are saying and believing is, now God, you're going to do what you're going to do. No matter what anybody thinks or says, you're going to do it. So Lord, if it's your will, heal our dear sister. Of course, if it was your will, you were going to do it anyway. And Lord, if it's not your will, then don't heal her. Let her die. But of course, if it wasn't your will, you weren't going to do it anyway. Because you were going to do what you were going to do no matter what. So in other words, why am I praying? Right? Why? Excuse me for bothering you today, man. Would you like some pudding? Let's do something helpful. Right? Because if you don't know the will of God, you cannot have faith. And if you do not have faith, you cannot please God. With a prayer, right? Or with anything. So we must find the will of God. We must search the Word. We must hear the Word. We must pray and seek God until we find the will of God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And then get persuaded.
Yes.
And if He said that it was His will that we live long and be satisfied, then no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter how many experts have told us we can't live, that doesn't move us.
Amen.
We say, no. Now the will of God is that I live long. And be satisfied. And I ain't that old and I ain't satisfied. Right? So here we go. Yeah, but you have to die. Said who? Who said I had to die? Well, you can't live with that condition. Said who? The God who said with long life, I'll satisfy you and show you my salvation is more than enough to fix this so that His word comes to pass in my life. But this ambiguity, this maybe it is, maybe it's not, I hope so, y'all pray, we'll see. None of that works. None of it's faith. None of it's Bible. None of it pleases God. He said, get something. Didn't He? Get it. Get serious about God. Now see, first of all, you got to believe you can find it. What did Jesus say? We read it recently, didn't we? How many real recently you read about the man that somebody came visit him at midnight and he didn't have anything to eat? We just got through reading that, right? So what did he do? He went over to his neighbor's house. Knock, 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 midnight. said, "Hey, Boudreaux." Fontenot and them done come to the house, and I ain't got nothing to feed them. You got to get up and give me some gumbo. But if he says, "No, don't bother me, we all asleep," no. He said, "No, he will get up and give it to him," the King James says, "because of his importunity." Now, some people have taken that and made it into something it is not. If you look up that word, it means shamelessness. Some of the synonyms include forward, bold, cheeky. That's a good English word. Cheeky. That means you just step right up. He said he won't get up and give him his gumbo because he's his friend, because he's bugging him right now and he woke him up out of a deep sleep, but he will give it to him because the man was brass enough to just walk up there and ask. Now that's got to be the meaning, because the very next verse Jesus said, "Ask." Didn't he? What he said, "Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you'll find. Knock and it'll be opened to you, for everyone that asks receives. Everyone that seeks finds, and to him that knocks it shall be open." You don't just drift through life and say whatever will be. No, you got to get aggressive about finding the wisdom of God, finding the plan of God, getting the will of God, so you know what to stand on. Right? He said, don't be unwise. But understand, well, some of you don't know that that's in the Bible, I guess. So go, hold your place in Proverbs. Go to Ephesians real quickly. This will work because this is beside another passage we need to go to. Ephesians, the 5th chapter and verse 17. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Ephesians 5:17. If you didn't know it, mark it. Don't let it get away from you. What did you say? "Wherefore, be ye not," what?
Unwise.
So we're talking about the wisdom of God. So he said, don't be unwise, but what?
Understanding.
But understanding. Now that's a key word. We're going to see that again. We just, in our text, what do we read?
Get
wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding, right? Get it. Is that connected with the will of God? Absolutely.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "Established by Understanding," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602C. That's R1602C, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith, be to God.